I'm hanging in there right now. I see that I just clicked the topic and just kind of like struck a little chord with me, but just kind of want to discuss about it.
Well, please go ahead. If you've already got a chord, you might as well make a song.
That's true. I like that. I like that. Wow. I feel right now I'm in a position or in a place in my life where I'm not really happy. I tried to build on just finding different motivational speakers to kind of like build up my happiness or try to find different ways to make me happy. Personally, I felt like it worked at a certain extent of my life. And then I've been through so much in the last 6 months to a year that right now I just feel like I'm in like a downward spiral, I should say. And it's hard for me to like pick myself up and just to keep trying to be motivated with work or be motivated and, just regular activities I do in my life. And I don't know. I'm just like stuck right now.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad to share with you what I've learned. I generally find myself a really happy person, but I used to be a terribly miserable person. Like I used to be very miserable, and I have a pretty simple recipe for success.
Okay, great. I would love to hear about it.
Okay. I went through a very long time of searching for what I needed some kind of truth in my life. I didn't really know what truth was at the time, and I went on this big journey, and what I discovered was spiritual in nature. I'm not really, we only have 15 minutes, and wow, that takes more than that. But I'll
It
tell
does.
you the fallout from that is that the truth that I found about life and the universe and people in general is that when we focus on ourself, when we focus on what we have or don't have, either way, when we are consumed with what we haven't achieved or have achieved, or we compare ourselves to other people, anything that focuses on self really depletes us. Because it shows us what we don't have, what we could have, what we haven't achieved. There's always a negative balance in that account. What I do, because those used to just be words to me and I understood them, but it was really hard for me to apply them in my life. So the way that I found to make them a tangible reality without just feeling bad because I felt bad was to realize that the only way that I could stop focusing on self was to realize that there's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with success or failure. There's nothing wrong with having a lot of money or not having any money. There's nothing wrong with having a good day or having a bad day. Sometimes people are going to fall off a horse and they have to get back up and they have to get back up and they have to get back up 7 times, 77 times, choose your number because everybody's got one. And the triumph of the human spirit is not that we don't ever fall off of the horse. It's that we fall off and we get back on again and again and again. And some of the greatest people, some of the most endearing influences in my life weren't from those people that just have everything made and everything comes easily to them. They never inspired me. I would look at them and sometimes have a sense of envy or jealousy, but they never inspired me as a person to achieve anything more. All they did was just show me what I didn't have and, that I was a loser or that I didn't try hard enough or I didn't whatever. But the people that inspired me, the people that made me want more for my life and showed me that it was a possibility were the ones that fell off that horse 100 times and then they dusted themselves off. They kept a good attitude about it. They got back on and they kept on going. And when they did, have a lapse of hope or, think, well, maybe I am in the wrong way or I am just fooling myself, they didn't let it consume them. They realized, okay, well, this is a human thought too. And, I might be having a bad day, but tomorrow's another day and I'm going to keep going. And, you know, I don't know where you stand religiously, but I'm a Christian, and in the Bible, that is literally the definition of the word repentance. It just means to change your mind. So I start each day, I wake up, and I just empty myself of any expectations I have of myself. You know, I don't feel like if I succeed that I'm awesome, and I don't feel like if I fail that I'm a loser. I just feel like, hey, I've got a goal in life, and that's what makes me happy, is this purpose that I have, this desire to want to do something. And if I succeed at it, then great. But, you know, that's not the end of the story. And now I have to set another goal. And if I fail, well, then great, because now I've still got something to work toward. And if I keep that attitude and I focus on that goal, it perpetuates happiness. It keeps me in the here and now. It keeps me detached from the outcome. And it really gives me a sense of peace.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's a lot.
Sorry, I do talk deeply.
No.
I do get accused of that a lot.
I like that though, because sometimes if I'm on my high, like I feel like I can, you know, express my way in you know, a deep way. Or even if I'm like at my lowest of lows, I can still kind of like find my way to express myself that way also. But I mean, I totally appreciate that whole thing that that you were just explaining. And it was just kind of like making me think, like, some of the people, some of the job that I have right now and currently, that it's just making me like, it's just kind of like opening my eyes that even though I do have like certain supervisors or certain managers that do care about my performance, I'd also have others that just always are looking out for the bad things that I do and just, you know, kind of bring them to light and make me feel like low. And it's hard to keep my distance from them, but right there, like everything that you just said, kind of like makes me want to just look at my situation at my job differently and the things that I'm doing in my life differently.
Well, I mean, that's great. It's good to have perspective. I'm glad that, you know, you responded that way, because not everybody is going to, but, you know, that shows me that you really do have happiness inside of you. You just need to find the tools to bring it out. And I mean, we all do that every day. You know, I don't, just because I'm a happy person doesn't mean that I, you know, have it licked. It just means that I understand that attaching myself to something good is just as wrong as attaching myself to something bad. It's not, I mean, and again, it goes back to my religion. We ate the fruit of the tree that gives the knowledge of good and evil. And so we want to attach ourselves to the good and ride that high, not realizing that, hey, there's a negative to that too. And if we ride the high, we have to ride the low. And sometimes the low will consume us as a result. But if you just kind of step back from both of them and say, hey, you know, it's okay to succeed, it's okay to fail, but neither one of those define me. What defines me is that I'm a living soul, and I was created by a pretty good God. If you look around in this world and you see all the beauty in nature and you see the kindness of people when they're at their best, about, you know, being arrogant or being depressed, but just genuinely loving each other, there's a lot of good and a lot of kindness in this world, but you have to choose to look at that.
You're definitely right about that. And that's where I feel like in my position, it's difficult for me right now, because like, I try not to be like a perfectionist at work or like outside of work. Currently, like in my situations, I feel like I'm like over my head with like a lot of like issues that I have on, like with my family. I feel like I'm taking on a lot with my family. And a lot of responsibilities also, but I believe that the responsibilities that I'm doing right now, it's going to work out in the end and in the long run. And it's hard to keep sight of that, but I know like I'm strong enough to keep going through what I'm going through, and I know that I will make it out in the end. a better person, but it's just like, as I'm going through that journey, it's like, oh, like, I don't feel like doing this anymore. Like, or like, this is too much for me. Like, what did I get myself into? But I know, like, I haven't been reading my Bible for quite a while. I haven't been going to church for a while, just because of like my work schedule. And it's a bit difficult, but I know, you know, some praise and worship music on my commute from home to work, to work to home. And it does help sometimes. And even, you know, I would say a prayer during my time at work when I have time to, like, you know, say a short prayer to help me get through the day, or just to kind of recite or just remember some lyrics that I've heard in a song from day to day. And that sometimes that does help.
Well, let me encourage you, you know, we're in church right now. You know, church is not a building, it's the body of believers. So anytime right. that you are encouraged or encourage a believer, then you're in church. And then as far as prayer and reading your Bible goes, I would just encourage you, if you want to see the fruit of your labor, then labor for the fruit. I pray because I've prayed long enough to see that it works. And I read my Bible because I can fast. I can go an entire day or two or three without eating when I read my Bible. And when I don't read my Bible, I can't even make it half a day. So clearly there is a spiritual feeding that's going on. And I've connected enough with it now to understand that that's the way. I mean, if I don't feed my body, then my body isn't healthy. If I don't feed my spirit, then my spirit isn't healthy. So, you know, I mean, those are just things that I've exercised, and through exercising them, understood the importance of them. So if you don't see the fruit of that labor at first, if you'll just hang in there a little bit longer and keep your eye on the goal like you do with your family, I think that it will help you with your goal with your family.
You're right. You're right. That is definitely true.
Well, I'm glad to, you know, plant those seeds. I think that's what the kingdom is all about. I'm really happy to have talked to you today, Franklin.
Thank you, Daisy. I truly, truly do appreciate this short time and opportunity for us to talk about this.
Well, sure. I'm super happy to do it. Would you like to pray right now?
Sure.
Okay, great. Dear Heavenly Father, you know, you're a good God. You're not who people told me you are, and you're not who I expected you to be. You are who you are, and that is a beautiful, loving, life-giving, healing, providing God that cares for us so personally. You're constantly waiting for us to come and spend time with you. You're like a husband. You're like a loving father. You dote on us when we allow you to. It's our choice. You are love. You'll never force yourself on us. You'll never require us to come and serve you. You wait for us faithfully, and you are a faithful God. So I thank you so much for bringing this brother to me today who needed encouragement. There's been many times when I've needed encouragement, and you've brought brothers and sisters to me. So thank you so much for allowing me to sow into your field as well. I lift him up in prayer. And I ask you to bless him, to remind him that you are a good God, always in charge, always looking out for our best interests, always ready to receive our prayer and answer us in the most beautiful and gentle and kind and tangible way. You're an awesome, mighty, powerful, you know, God of the universe. And yet you lowered yourself to come and be a man, to come and not just be a man and live. And you had the opportunity to reign. You could have been king here, but you chose to be a servant and to empty yourself of yourself and to give all that you had so that we could experience true freedom, that we could understand that it's not about good or evil, that it's not about being righteous of ourselves. It's about emptying ourselves and remembering that we're already righteous because you love us and you proved your love on that cross. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Daisy, for taking this time.
Of course, Franklin. I'm guaranteed in my heart that your day is going to get better and your outlook is going to be positive. So blessings to you, and thanks for talking to me, too.
You're welcome. God bless.